old families in a minute.
Sorry for the delay, we'll get started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
America.
And to the republic
For which it stands.
One nation.
Nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
I have the clerk do the roll call.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Surley.
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, January the 3rd.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Surley.
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $15,385.31. Police, $11,380.26. Fire, $13,910.72. Street, $3,358.25. Parks, $438.22. Public Health and Safety, $21,781.49. Police and Fire Commission, $100. Liability Insurance, $100. Garbage, $78.58. Cemetery, $9,099.58. Water Operations, $30,758.77. Sewer Operations, $6,035.20. DUI Equipment, $138.98. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $517,995.76.
Thank you. Need a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Surley.
Yes. Mr. Riggs is not going to be here this evening. Anybody else want to come before the council? Like, state your name and address for us, please.
Seth Reddington, 404 Brown Street, Clinton, Illinois, 61727. I came up here last meeting, asked a bunch of questions. I got a memo back from the city.
You want me to give that one to Tom?
I got one for Tom. Okay. I will. This all started October 17th when I seen a city employee putting gas in their personal vehicle. And November 1st, it was discussed in a meeting between Commissioner Wise, Commissioner Ballinger. It was stated that the reason why the gas was put in that boat, when it come available, that Commissioner Ballinger went down and picked it up. And all Commissioner Wise heard about was somebody topped their truck off at the city tank or city fuel pump. I come here to address that tonight. We'll start off. I got a memo this week from a Darren Girdler. I'll go to line item gas card. It says, I have no real knowledge of the accusation being made, if any, regarding the matter, other than the city representative was carrying a fire department gas card for a period of time. At this time, to the best of my knowledge, the gas cards reside with the vehicles they belong to. No one carries a city gas card personally that I'm aware of. On this next FOIA request from the city, I asked about this 27 gallons of gas that was talked about in that meeting. struck my interest. So I got a set of meeting minutes for their document. I fully requested all information that pertains to the city employee putting fuel in their personal vehicle on 10/17, approximately 7:13 hours, vehicle license plate. What was the purpose of the employee using the personal vehicle for city business? Where'd the employee leave from? Travel to, how far in total was the trip? Who approved Dan Ballinger to get fuel on 10/17? There was no reports of that. That come from Tim Falwell. The next one was, there's a police report in here. And in that police report, Tim and Commissioner Ballinger stated that the reason why that fuel was put in that truck was for a boat. But that night, I want to explain, I didn't see a boat. I just saw one red pickup. I got a hold of the state's attorney. He's a FOIA officer. I sent him a request. The amount of gallons that Dan Ballinger got out of the county fuel pump that took place on 10/17 of 21 at 7:13 p.m. wasn't 27 gallons, 31.9. 5 gallons here, there, that don't matter, close enough. They sent me the reports of everybody that got fuel out of that pump that day. I FOIA request the city. I said I would like a list of city employees that have numbers for their personal vehicles that is used for the identification for billing at the pumps where the city gets fuel. A list of number and vehicles and the owners that are paired for billing purposes. There's no documents with a list of city employees that have a number for their personal vehicle that is used for the identification for billing at the pumps where the city get fuel, or a list of numbers and vehicles and the owners that are paired for billing purposes. Does that make sense? Right here, they're all stapled together. I got from the city everybody that has a gas card that's a city employee. What's the city's policy for employees using personal vehicles for city business? How are employees reimbursed for using personal vehicles? The city sent me ordinance 1444. Go to the second page. Section 3, sublet C, transportation by the most economical mode shall be selected. Mileage reimbursement for use of a personal vehicle shall be in accordance with the IRS guidelines. If you go to section 4, no reimbursement of travel, meal, or lodging expenses incurred by a city council member, employee, officer, or official shall be authorized unless a travel, meal, or lodging expense reimbursement request form has been submitted. Now, this was passed and approved on the third day of April, 2017. 80% of the council members that sit on that board was right here when this was passed. You're well aware of it. I asked the city, what day was the city boat picked up and delivered to Clinton, Illinois? The day it was purchased from buyer, the day it was transported to Clinton. This was on 11/5/2021. Response I got, there's no report which addressed the above questions asked. That's false, because on September 20th in an open meeting, Commissioner Ballinger reported the fire training facility is on progress of being painted and the department has purchased a water rescue boat. To me, it's not about a boat. I think it's great you got a boat. It's about gas. On November 10th, I sent another FOIA request to the city. Does the city of Clinton own a boat? If the fire department owns a boat, how'd the government body acquire and on what date? Attached, you'll find a copy. It says yes, the city does have a boat. The fire department purchased the boat from the Benton Fire Department and funds approved by the Foreign Tax League, Tax Fund, pardon me. The boat was physically acquired on September 12th. Physically acquired to me is they went and got it. FOIA requested from the state's attorney, I request all records for fuel usage for the city vehicle 9053 for the past 3 years. I request information from the city of Clinton fuel usage record on 1017, transaction 0036, site 001, vehicle 9053. What's 9053 listed at, and what vehicle, and to whom? I request all records for Dan Ballinger as driver that got fuel at county pumps and used his name as driver for the past 3 years. The response I got, handwritten note indicates the vehicle 9053 is recorded as a 2015 F-350 on 12-4-2014. Card number ending in 0618 was issued to Dan Ballinger, 6-4-2019. Right here it shows how much fuel usage was in that truck and by whom. The last set of papers that are stapled together shows year 2021 and how much gas Dan Ballinger signed for that year. Second to the last page is all the trucks that the fire department owns, that the county has, and all their numbers. That 2015 Ford F-350 is number 9053. We'll go to the last page, the last line, 10-17-20-21, vehicle 9053. Gallons of gas, 31.9, 827. But go up two lines. We'll go September 12th. That's when the boat was picked up, according to the fire department. 18.7 gallons. September 24th, 29.6. Commissioner Wise, would you care to explain to me how on October 17th that boat was picked up, and when he got back into town, he topped his tank off? With everything that you've looked at, I'd like a written answer. Now, all of you sitting up there approved the minutes of the meeting, and you approved to get that bill paid. That's wrong. On November the 1st. You actually know what's going on? Because if a dumb old carpenter like me can get all this pretty quick, we got a problem. I don't. You do. Do you have anything to say, Commissioner Ballinger? I take that as no. Now, I asked a lot of questions tonight. I'd like a formal response. And like I said last time, this right here, it's Pandora's box, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. I've got a lot more. And I'll be back. Thank you. Any questions out of council for me? Pretty formal.
Thank you, Seth.
You bet. On that note, this record that I produced to the city, it will be on file, so if anybody wants a FOIA request this, they'll have it.
We'll move down to we got some appointments to the Foreign Police Commission. You have a motion for that?
To appoint Chad Walker to the Fire and Police Commission, said term to expire May 1st, 2023.
I'd make that motion.
Motion's been made. I'll second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Trulick?
Yes. Next is the appointment to the Tree City Commission.
Yeah, we have two of them. Motion to appoint Edith Brady Lunny to the Tree City, excuse me, Commission. Said term to expire May 1st, 2023.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on it? Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Trulick?
Yes.
Motion to appoint Kenny Buchanan to the Tree City Commission. Said term to expire May 1st, 2025.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Present.
Wise?
Yes.
Trulick?
Yes. Thank all the volunteers again. Without them, some of these committees would be short personnel. I have one other thing. We got a memo from United Way is starting a book program for young children from birth to age 5. This is the books that come from Dolly Parton. She sponsors a program for them. I talked to the gentleman from United Way, and they'll be at the library Thursday the 20th of this month to kind of start the program off. These are real good books for young kids. Sign up for it. You get one book a month till the age 5. So it's a good program. They're nice books, come from Dolly Parton. And we'd like for all the people in the community to take advantage of it. It's already in Macon County. If you want to go online, you can look at what the books are and everything that's coming your way. And what's nice about it, each one of the books will be addressed to your child. So that way they'll be looking forward to that mail every month for that book. So it's kind of a personal item for them. So everybody take advantage of it. A report from Streets and Public Improvement.
Don't have much. As you guys know, we've had a couple of events since last meeting. You guys get out and did a real good job on it. Thank them for that. We're just in the winter mode now. We're cutting trees now, starting to do that. And when possible, the guys are getting out and doing a little black or asphalt and some holes. So, and guys are working great together. Whenever something pops up, we help each other out. So I just thank them. That's all I've got.
Okay, thank you. Public property.
I don't have a whole lot this evening. The only thing I have is unfinished business, the CO2 repair tank. But that's about all I have.
Okay. Health and safety.
Ben?
A couple things. Thank you for the appointment of Chad Walker to the Fire and Police Commission. I just wanted to mention that vacancy was created by the recent passing of Mike Mannix, who served on the Police and Fire Commission for several years, most recently as our chairman. Those of you who didn't know Mike or may know Mike. In addition to that, he was kind of a pillar in our community and a retired investigator of the Illinois State Police. So a mentor to me personally and a very close personal friend, and will be greatly missed, but we'll certainly miss him on the Police and Fire Commission. The second thing that I have is I sent a memo to the mayor and council regarding what's placed on file as the radio equipment, base equipment from Motorola for $24,000 and some change. As my memo explained, that is a huge piece of equipment for us. Law enforcement is our primary radio channel. CENTCOM 1 went down last winter, sometime. We were notified of it in February. Our vendor was able, and repair service was able to put together the parts borrowed from, I believe it was the Normal Fire Department. We were notified of that last year towards the end of budget time, but got it in the budget, so it has been, it was approved in the budget. They've just now gotten the equipment has come in, and ClearTalk is ready to install it. So, does anybody have any question? I know that's a significant purchase there. It's a necessary purchase that we have been expecting. It just took 10 months, I guess, to get the equipment, and now they're ready to install. Does anybody have any questions about that that's on file?
Thank you, Chief.
And also, the next thing I have is the appointment of a new fire chief for the city of Clinton.
Okay.
Stephen Page.
Motion to appoint Stephen Page to fire chief.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Edmund?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes. That all you got?
Stephen, you want to come forward?
I, Stephen Page.
I, Stephen Page.
Having been appointed to the office of fire chief.
Having been appointed to the office of fire chief.
In the city of Clinton, Illinois.
In the city of Clinton, Illinois.
In the county of DeWitt.
In the county of DeWitt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of fire chief.
The duties of the office of fire chief.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Okay. And sign.
Thank you, Stephen. That's all I have.
Okay.
How long has Stephen been on the fire department? Lose track of time, but
8-10 years.
I started January of 2011.
11 years.
Okay.
Been assistant chief for how many? 7? 6?
Just finished 5.
5.
Report from Council and Finance. Tom?
Yes. Another report on sales tax. Of course, this would have been sales tax receipts from 3 months ago, but what we just got word of, we received about $17,000. More than we did this time last year, which, of course, like I've said in previous months, it's largely result to online sales now. Since we're getting that, it really helps the bottom line. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. We'll move down to unfinished business. We got a CO2 system. Got a motion for that.
Motion to approve the CO2 system at the water plant from Signature CO2 Services, Inc. in the amount of $14,815.61.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on it? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes. Next is the agreement with Ameren, Illinois.
Motion to approve Resolution 2022-2, Resolution Authorizing Execution of Agreements, Ameren, Illinois Company, Electric Line Extension Agreement, IPCN 154115, and Natural Gas Distribution System Extension Agreement, IPCN 154113.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes. Next is the fire contract.
Motion to approve resolution 2022-3, a resolution authorizing execution of contract between the City of Clinton and the International Association of Firefighters, Local 3069.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on the contract? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes. We'll drop down to new business. We'll place a couple items on file. We got the brush grinding for $13,600 and the leaf disposal for $16,000 at the Waste Yard Facility, R&R Services of Illinois. Total contract $29,600. We're going to place on file the purchase of the radios that the chief just talked about at the police department. The Motorola for $24,123.69. The City of Clinton's 45% share per the CENTCOM intergovernmental agreement. With that, that concludes our meeting. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise? Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes, meeting adjourned.
I need one if somebody wants to look at it.